doing an actual
hello.
Podcast.
This is just a podcast of us ranting.
No.
I'm Zach. That's
David. I is David.
And this is AJ.
Night.
I'm the fun one of the group.
Oh,
shut
yeah,
up.
Sure,
shut up.
Whatever.
Okay. So we're just ranting about
lucid dreams. And
lucid
stuff.
Dreams in life.
Okay.
We got off topic. But back
so
to
you wanted to know
back
techniques.
Back to lucid dreaming. Yeah, techniques of trying to have them.
Like another one of them is wake back to bed. Which is where you go to sleep, set an alarm for like 4 or 5, you
oh,
wake up and
yeah,
then
you
just
wake
lay there. And you do daily.
So I think what it was basically set a alarm, I've seen this, set an alarm for 6 hours after you're going to bed.
Yeah.
And basically, so you wake up then.
Oh, dude, Scarborough, he knew some shit about dreaming and shit. Like he's like, if you want to have the same dream, you know, go to the other end of your bed, sleep at the other end of your bed.
Wait, really? If you want to have
wait,
the same,
if you want to have a higher chance of getting sleep.
I want to do that.
That's
especially
actually
if I have
that is a cool fact. I never knew that.
Yeah,
because there's been times I wanted to go back to a dream because I wanted to relive it.
Okay.
There were stuff like I wanted to know more about it.
But here's the question. Does it become lucid?
If you
try and enter a lucid dream, will it be the same thing? To where you
if,
can change
and
outcomes?
Also if you
yes.
try to enter
yes, it will because I did it. I did
cool.
it and it was just lucid. I had lucid.
Wait, I have
lucid
another
dreams.
Okay, I've got another question.
So
if you were to try to enter a dream you had before but you slept on the other side of your end of your bed, but it wasn't lucid the first time, could you go into it as a lucid dream?
I want to know that.
Huh.
That, I don't know, but I know you can enter a lucid dream twice.
No, but
yeah, that's true. That's
now, but here's another question. Since we're sleeping over here tonight, what if I go back home tomorrow and then sleep on my end of my bed? Will that work?
I mean, no, it... Yes, no, I don't know.
I take your bed
yeah.
with me.
That, maybe, it sleep. Might. But it's also a different bed than what you slept on the night before.
Yeah,
so that's another fact.
The composition is generally the same.
Yeah, really.
That's true.
Except for yours. Yours is
except mine's a bit.
I think yours is a
ow.
Why? Why? This is mine.
Sorry. Alright. But it honestly just depends, I feel like. But
is this even recording our audio?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
recording.
Recording is
can
94%.
You fucking hear us, bitch?
Okay. But basically getting back on topic.
Stop sleeping.
Shut up.
Other ways techniques. One technique I saw one thing that helps you get them is turning off all anything that doesn't give off natural light for an hour before you go to sleep.
That's just trying to go to sleep, dude.
Yeah.
No, because some people sleep with screens on. Like, I go to sleep with my TV on.
Oh, hell no. I don't know how, but that's impossible.
I've just gotten used to it over the years.
But yeah, it really depends. And, let's think of other things. Like, what other techniques have you tried to use?
I haven't used many because it worked on my third try.
Okay, what techniques did you use that got you to your third try?
I learned from somewhere that you're supposed to try it for a week before you switch on to another technique. But I already... See, there's the wake-induced lucid dreaming, which is the one we talked about.
And if anyone wants to know about the music we're listening to, we just have lo-fi playing in the background.
Random ass lo-fi, so it's copyright, please.
No, it shouldn't be copyright if it's a live stream.
Oh, it is? Is it
yeah,
a live
stream? Yeah, this is a live
stream. Okay.
Plus, it's on YouTube, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, otherwise they would have taken it down by now.
The
so
stream would be
down
by now, but yeah.
Weird ass methods.
Sorry about the cussing, we're tired and we don't give a crap.
No, what if you were to have a lucid dream inside of a game?
What if you were to have a
okay.
lucid dream inside
okay.
of a game?
I had one of those.
Off topic about lucid dreaming.
What?
It was like, so a while back, I was like 6 to 8 years old. We had just gotten our Wii. But I was at my,
It was called the mild technique, but I don't remember what it was about.
Okay, but so basically, I had passed out. I went into a dream where I was at my grandma's house. We called her Mimi. But We were playing, it was me, my sister, and two other people, I can't remember their names, but we were playing the Wii, but for some reason, this was nowhere near the Jumanji movie coming out about the Jumanji video game.
Oh, the new one?
But basically, what I saw in this was, we were playing a Jumanji video game, and we all got sucked into it, like the movie. But this was way before the movie was gonna come out.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
No. This was way before the movie was gonna come out. We just became random characters from it. But it was just so weird. And I woke up. It was a bit. I got a bit scared because I was young.
Okay, so.
When this happened. But back off. Back on topic.
So I got another technique that I considered but forgot about. It's called the mile technique or mnemonic induced lucid dreaming.
Oh, you just count down numbers? Or no. Okay.
It's basically you repeat a phrase or a mantra.
So you know
about lucid dreaming. So it's like next time I go to sleep, I will have a lucid dream.
Next time I go to sleep, I will have a lucid dream.
And there's also stuff like you can say a phrase in real life and basically have that be your trigger for going into a lucid dream. So like when you pass out, you say this word, and when you wake up, if you say the word, you're most likely in a lucid dream.
What?
Dude.
Hold on. It's a different type of reality check. It's trying to breathe through your nose while pinching it.
Oh, that does work.
That's weird.
I never thought
my ears just popped. That makes everything get out of your ears. That clears your ears, but
I had a dream. It was kind of a lucid dream.
Oh yeah, you also have to visualize it.
Yeah, you have to visualize
being about what it's gonna be.
I had this kind of lucid dream, but kind of not. Like, I couldn't take full control, but I had control over me, right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I know.
And yeah.
So, you know, I was just riding
my
bike.
It's like the worst type, because
I've had dreams like that where I just control where I'm going.
I was riding my bike down the street, and this car comes out of nowhere, just hits me over to the curb, breaks one of my legs, and I'm trapped under my bike, and the guy gets out and, you know, takes out his knife and goes to stab me, and I'm sitting there fighting back. But, oh, shut up.
That'd be scary.
And it was. It really was scary. I didn't have control. I was sitting there just on the curb. And I was like, I was barely hanging on. It was. Eventually, he did stab me, but I just sat there and he drove away. He left the knife like right here on me.
He ate it.
And you're like, you're
like right under my collarbone.
Right by your collarbone, yeah.
Yeah.
And
he just left it in there. You know, I pull it out, and I wipe the blood off of it.
Where's this dude? I remember. It was this dude.
I wake up after that. My question is, what would have happened if I hadn't woke up? If I hadn't woke up from that, what would have happened?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. But, okay.
Wait, I feel like I would have, you know, chased the guy down.
Going on to dreams where you kind of have control, I had a dream when I was younger. I don't remember how old this was. I had it multiple times though. And it was basically me in Mustang where the entire town was a swamp.
What?
The houses were still here. The water was up to about maybe waste. My fence level almost.
About over waist.
Yeah. But it was this entire town and I was on like a little boat.
Okay, so this dude is actually really helpful about explaining lucid dreaming.
Okay, and I was on a boat, but I controlled where I was going. But I ended up, one of the times I wasn't controlling where I was going, but I ended up going to my home and just seeing it like halfway flooded in water. But another thing, there were like alligators around for no reason, and that was the only thing around. But I, like, saw my backyard just flooded with water, and my house, it was just, like, I could tell, like, places I had seen around town, I could drive through them with that boat and see them still, with water just, like, flooding them. Like, it made no sense when I was younger, and I still don't understand why I had that dream.
And great. Okay, so I just got posed with a philosophical question. What? So, say you're having a lucid dream, right? You can do whatever you want, and no consequences will happen.
Yeah.
When does morality come into that?
Oh, God.
When does morality come into play?
That's true.
Your subconscious knows everything about you, so it should just come in whenever.
Your brain knows when you're going too far. You know yourself if you're going too far.
So, yeah, definitely.
This dude, how to lucid?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen some of his videos.
In one of his videos, he explained that he lucid dreamed, right? He was just having fun, and then all of a sudden, he was on top of a skyscraper. Like, huge, like, above clouds.
Yeah.
That's why it's called skyscraper.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
And
scrapes the sky.
There was this dude that just sunk out of the air. Like, just black hole, and then...
Yeah, I get what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then, he couldn't move. At all.
Oh, God, I hate that.
I hate those movies. I mean, those dreams, not movies.
Like, he couldn't even move his arms.
What am I talking?
And the dude just slowly, like, he looked like he was walking, but he was on air. Like, you could see his feet touch something, but he wasn't touching anything.
Yeah, like in some animes.
Where you're just, like, standing on
air. That's the only other reference I can...
Yeah, that's the only other reference to really understand how it is.
He was walking towards him. And I don't exactly remember, but if I do, I'm gonna go with my gut here. And the dude just... pop. He's gone. Not a trace. And he's free to move again.
What if...
And then just...
So it basically took over his dream for a minute?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, he understood he was dreaming because he's in a lucid dream.
So some being beyond our subconscious.
Or your subconscious
invaded his dream.
Itself.
No, that was his subconscious.
That's what I was thought. Like, it could have been his subconscious putting someone he does not remember into his dreams.
Probably.
Trying to get him to... understand that this person was important in your life.
At some point,
but you can't remember.
Or he crossed the line and the subconscious made a character for him, for itself.
And said no.
It was like,
go back.
Abandoned.
Like your morality, your subconscious knew you were being unmoral.
Yeah, that's
and
why
it was trying to stop him and creep him out.
That's why I brought up morality.
What
beforehand.
Then why was I able to continue with my dream that I had?
You have a different morality than him.
Well, I mean, yes, definitely. But where does mine my morality end?
You have to understand, this guy was a veteran of lucid dreaming when this happened.
It basically goes off of your morals. When you say you are doing something that you're not comfortable doing, that's what it is. Basically, when you get to a point where you, in a lucid dream, you're doing something that you would never do, morality kicks in. Subconscious kicks in and basically says, you need to stop. You would never do this. This is not you.
Now,
my morals are warped.
No, my question is, what would my morality figure look like? Like, his was a this dark, shadowy man. Just slowly walking towards him, and then...
It was there, but it wasn't there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because his was like that. I wonder what mine would be like.
Oh, God. You could just thank me, then the thing you be the thing, and but you think about...
It's you,
and
but with
scary.
The good hairstyle.
Oof.
Probably.
Get that bowl cut out of here.
Oh, God. I'm gonna get it cut tomorrow. Go fuck yourself. Maybe tomorrow.
I used to have it like
soon.
That, except better now.
I get it shorter on the sides and longer up.
He could have got a mullet.
I could have done.
But,
not to, because I wanted
this. Back to on topic. Basically, it's what it would be a figure in your mind that would scare you to stop doing something.
So it would be your worst fear?
It'd be something that you would... It'd be an authority figure that would make you stop doing something. An authority... Maybe it was the person he was seeing was an authority figure in his life. He just couldn't fully visualize them. And it made him stop.
If that's the case, then we are our authority figures. Who do we find as the top of the top?
The authoritative figure in our life.
Yes, that top.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Who would we choose? Would we choose ourselves?
We are in control of our own actions.
But at this young age, maybe you'd see, like, your parents or something.
I
go against my parents all the time.
I don't. I try to stay not against them.
They don't know,
I haven't really done
not
something that
not necessarily on
been
the good after. Side, but not against them.
I've been on the good side with them most of the time, as long as I don't do something that... So yeah. stupid
they
that
think I'm
I get
an
myself.
Almost perfect angel. I'm
as long as I don't get myself in trouble at school, I'm fine.
Like, okay, now, I'm gonna be just straight up open about this. I will kill someone. I will kill someone for fun.
Oh, God.
Same.
Getting into that fact, okay. Getting into... should we get into a different topic, or do we want to continue on the current topic?
I don't give a shit. You can.
Okay, we're gonna get off topic for a minute.
Anyways, ginseng again. Hey, why is this artist?
Okay, just off topic for a minute. Killing somebody for a good reason. There are some. I know a lot of people wouldn't say you should never kill somebody, but say they killed your entire family, you would want revenge, not them just rotting in jail.
I would.
Like.
Dude,
if they were to kill your
AJ,
child,
Friday.
What?
I remember earlier today, I told you, about, the certain community group. I'm not gonna be specific.
Yeah,
but,
no, I don't fucking remember.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I was like, this group should burn.
Oh, no,
this group should burn because of... who they are, right?
It's I gave him a fact.
My
we
ex
should
was
burn
like,
that group because of their
okay.
lifestyle and decisions.
Getting
the
onto that topic,
we kill criminals
okay.
because of their lifestyle and decisions.
Okay,
yes.
Wait.
Group
one
and
second.
Criminals are no
one
difference.
Thing I think should happen is if
justice.
A criminal is a murderer,
is.
They should be murdered like they killed the victims that
oh
they
my
killed.
God, that is.
But it's something that needs to be done. Giving them their own treatment. Killing them how they killed.
Okay, but like, now think
about... Or at least sent to death penalty.
Now think about a sociopath. If you're saying that if they should be killed how they killed someone, it would be how they would kill them. And a sociopath would go nuts and fuck with their body. So, we would do that.
Well, we are not like that, but kill them the exact same time.
So
like if they, yeah, if
like
they stabbed
the
them to death,
them.
They should be stabbed to death. If they shot them to death, they should be shot to death. If it meant, like, having a firing squad ready, because they used to have that, then, yeah, I'd be fine with that. I think that would be fine.
Now, but
because...
what if someone burned someone at a stake?
Oh.
Okay.
They're just gonna be a burning corpse.
Yeah.
That's...
But
no religion.
Also,
like at all.
And honestly, either that or they should always be sent to death penalty. They should never be allowed to survive and like rot, be in prison because even in prison they can learn how to not be miserable.
Yeah, but now we have to think about the political side of that. How would people see our country if we just sent anyone who murdered someone to death, even if they were framed? And they found out, but they immediately sent him to death, and he died.
Okay,
what
if the case is still going and they don't know if he's actually the murderer, then you wait until that you find out.
Yeah, that would
and
be
have
the
full proof.
Yeah, but we're still on the political side of things. The mortality rate, because they would include death row members, which would be everyone that's done murder. They would literally skyrocket to the point... to where we would lose population.
But yeah, we would lose population, but we're already getting twice as fast. Yes, but we're already getting to a point where we are getting overpopulated. Yes, that would that be a bad thing to kill the murderers who murdered at least one person, maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 100?
Okay, but now think about the other side of the world. Think about what they do. They don't do that. If we were to just start suddenly doing that, everyone would hate us.
No, yeah.
They would. Wouldn't care.
But what if we could convince them that it's the right thing to do?
Like how...
What if we tell them why we're doing it?
Like how Zach said with, you know, the tens of hundreds of murders. Like school shootings. Like, you know, mass murders. Terrorism.
They just slap him into school.
No.
No, don't make that joke, dude.
No, I'm kind
of
ripping this.
Like I said, the morals have
worked. But...
Not right now, because that just...
No, those...
We're at a serious state right now.
Those are tragedies. They are horrible, horrible tragedies.
They're horrible human beings for doing this.
I'm ripping this. But who's to blame for the lives that tragedies claim?
The killer.
What caused them to do that? Who was to blame for the life that tragedies claim?
Either their morals or the people who raised them.
Or psychopaths. They do it for fun.
Psychopaths don't care about others, they care for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they also if they're bored, they will do something to entertain themselves. Whether it be or
entertaining themselves.
Exactly.
I know. But think about that. Who is to blame for the life that tragedies claim?
The person who killed. And then if it's...
What caused them to do that?
The people who bullied them. The people who were mean to them. The people who raised them.
And who caused that?
The people in the past.
It's this never-ending list.
Yeah. It's just a never-ending list of people who have caused it.
There's...
So...
I hate to say this.
Now say this. Some dude kills a friend... some other guy, and that guy kills that guy. Why would the first guy kill the other guy to make the other guy mad to kill that guy?
Yeah,
the first guy could have been mean, rude to them. He could have been a bully. Then the guy who shot him because he was tired of all the bullying. And then the second guy who was friends with the first guy, or the third guy.
Very, very recently... the girl that got stabbed 11 times.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. So,
what
at Luther High...
Okay.
So, let's explain it real quick. So, at a high school here in Oklahoma, there was a stabbing. This girl, first day of school, freshman orientation, she was stabbed 11 times by a guy. We don't understand why.
What caused him to do that?
But one of the things I'm going
to
point out
to
here.
The question, who's the blame?
Question.
Who's the blame for
maybe
the life
she,
that tragedy's
well,
claimed?
Maybe this girl denied him into a relationship. She didn't want to be in a relationship.
But there's... do we know it's a dude? Do we know
I'm almost
sure
it was a guy who did that.
Well, I mean...
Like it could have been
look
female,
it up on your phone. Look it up on your phone.
God damn, where is my phone? Under my popcorn bag. Shit, I gotta look
that
up.
That just... fuck.
Everything
all these bad things that happen, like 9/11. 9/11 was serious.
Oh yeah, my
but
favorite
we all
holiday.
Joke
okay.
About.
Yes, that's true.
Thanks
and guys, if you ever make this joke in front of me, I will push you down the stairs like the guy who got pushed down the stairs for making this joke. Never ask your girl to, friend to grab her Twin Towers. Okay, it may sound funny, but making that joke on 9/11 is horrible.
Wait, hold on, what?
So, a guy asked his girlfriend...
God, I'm sorry for laughing at that.
He was upstairs at the time. A guy asked his girlfriend if he could grab her Twin Towers on 9/11, so a girl came up to him and pushed him down the stairs.
That is...
Okay, so, I mean, that was one of our big bombings in America, but
was it our school?
No. Well, no. Yes, it was at our school last year. Last school year.
Wait, seriously?
My freshman year, yeah.
Really?
Damn.
Oh my God.
He didn't get that hurt. But he got pushed down the stairs.
Oh, no, not that. Dumb. I'm talking about the chick that got stabbed.
No.
Oh.
That would happen this year on the first day of school.
In our town?
In Oklahoma, and it was Luther High School. But, so, what the fuck was I going to say? That's one of the, that's the big bombing that everyone talks about.
Yeah.
Another big bombing that barely ever gets talked about was, I think it was April 19th.
I don't know.
And it was the Oklahoma City bombing.
I knew Oklahoma had a bombing.
Oh! Look up the date real quick.
I think it was...
David, check, look up the date of that.
My phone's dead.
I thought you put it on the charger.
I did, but, you know, the charger port on my phone is jank. Open up a new tab.
AJ. No. I'm reading. I'm not gonna look up stuff, guys.
But yeah, there's a big conspiracy theory. We know who, the guy who did it, and that was one of the big threats. 14-year-old
female student was stabbed multiple times at Luther High School, at an all-school assembly in the students' auditorium. During the assembly, the suspect stood up and began stabbing the victim. The girl was sent by medical helicopter to an Oklahoma City
hospital. They had to evac her out because of all the stabbings. They had to evac her out, and they took her to OU medical care area.
Okay, so the
and she is in a stable state right now, from what I heard.
What was the suspect?
The suspect was taken under custody.
They have not released if it was a male or female yet. It doesn't sound like. Okay, now back to the Oklahoma bombing. Put that.
Yeah.
But pull up Netflix real quick.
No.
Well, no, there's actually a documentary about it. I want to tell people about it.
No, dude, we're good. We'll just
Oklahoma bombing.
And we'll tell you the exact day it happened. But it was in April of, I think it was 1995. April 19th? Or 16th?
Yes.
Yeah. April 19th, 1995. Right?
How did you get that exact?
Because we talked about it in Oklahoma history last
God
April 19th.
No, I have to deal with that.
No, you don't, because you're not going to be in Oklahoma history during that semester.
Oh, yeah.
But basically,
anyway.
April 19th, 1995, Oklahoma, the federal building in Oklahoma City got bombed. And almost everyone in it died.
Wow. There's a picture, too.
Yeah, there's a picture of it. And basically, he went down into the parking garage.
Oh, crap, that bombing.
Guess that bombing.
Okay,
my
back.
My mom actually watched that happen.
All right, so basically, what had happened, April 19th, 1995, it was a clear day. It was all nice, but then this box truck takes a drives down into the car garage. Yeah, I know. They drive down into the car garage with this box truck. It was a freaking daycare on the first floor or the second.
It
wasn't the first floor. It was the second floor.
Oh, that's
and basically. One second. No, not the whole building was the daycare. But basically, what had happened was he had parked his box truck under the building in the parking garage. And it was one of the most tragic things ever. It destroyed all the way up to the top story. And it took out a gigantic half circle of the building.
I mean,
but what had happened was he set it off. And we lost probably at least 1,000 people that day. But I don't understand why people would do this. But this is one of the big bombings that you don't hear about as much as the 9/11 or 9/11 attack.
That's why the question stands.
One went to the Pentagon. That is correct.
No,
but
yes.
It's just crazy to think about it.
That question still stands.
And most of the kids in the daycare, what's sad is they did die. There were some people who survived on the floors when they were on the outer wall, but most of the glass shot in and...
Going back to my morals. My morals. That's... No. I find killing children wrong.
Yeah, that's
okay. Because they haven't gotten to live.
But there is a big thing behind that. There's actually a documentary on Netflix. It's the Oklahoma bombing. But if you watch it, you don't have to. But it's got the entire backstory. We went down, I think it was down in Texas, we found the group behind it. But basically, this was one of the big things we heard about that never got talked about as much as the 9/11 attack.
Yeah. See,
and
now,
stuff like that.
That just, oh god, that's bright. That just brings us back to the question. Who's to blame who's to blame for the lives that tragedies claim?
He was. He did it willingly. It was not his fault. He decided to join whatever organization he did. And, basically...
Was he even in an organization?
He was a part of a group that, basically, when the FBI and the police attacked them down in Texas, they lit the building on fire with the children and everyone in it, and barely anyone actually ran out and survived. They all committed mass suicide. But,
damn.
Yeah, the entire group was suicidal, apparently. But all those kids that died in that building fire, that shouldn't have happened either.
No.
They should not have been dragged into that by their parents.
How did we go from, hauntings all the way to flipping Oklahoma bombing?
We didn't go from hauntings, we went from lucid dreams to Oklahoma bombing.
Yeah, but
originally we were talking about hauntings.
Oh yeah, we were originally talking about hauntings, but then we went to lucid dreams. Then we went to killing.
That went to Oklahoma bombing, and now I
want
to go back to...
Alright, back on topic to lucid dreaming.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go to lucid dreaming. I was going to go a little bit further back before the podcast.
We're going to haunting?
We're
going to
do a Ouija board stuff.
No.
Not actually do it, but
we're not doing an actual Ouija board. But
oh, hell no. I ain't going to do that.
I ain't doing it here. I ain't got no crosses here.
We could do it in my house.
Yeah, that's the safest place.
I don't want to get...
That is the most safest place.
I don't
want a
poltergeist on my
church
ass. So
that I know.
We could take my house into a church.
Your house is a church.
Specifically, the rules of a Ouija board.
Yes.
In case some retarded one of us...
Never burn the Ouija board.
That's very smart, but very self-explanatory. Don't do it. David, since you've read it off before, you can read it off again. You can turn it down the brightness however much you want.
Oh, that feels so much better. Alright, look. That's so much shit. Anyway, just a normal Ouija board rules. They aren't a joke.
They're not.
Don't fuck with them if you don't wanna... If you don't wanna basically...
The most important rule is to never taunt or goad a spirit to communicate. With you via the Ouija board.
Okay, but here's the thing. Make it your own words, you stupid idiot.
I'm tired.
Oh, fine.
I'm giving you
a B minus.
This is kind of a given, but don't ever ask when you're gonna die. That's
rude.
That's kind of a dumb thing.
That is stupid. Like, don't worry about it. I don't care when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
I will just accept it with open arms. Not suicidal or anything.
Never, 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 never. This is the golden rule of Ouija.
Ouija boards.
Do not play by yourself.
Yeah.
Never, 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 never.
Never.
You will regret it. Regret it.
Both.
No. The spirits, when you do talk, they can lie. They can...
Of course they can lie.
But...
They are most likely going to lie.
Oh, God, no.
Probably
I'm going to turn you down.
Jesus. It's louder than... I'm not going to go there.
I can think of stuff that you might have said.
Yeah,
I can think of a lot
never,
of things I can go
never,
with
never, don't use the Ouija board in your own home.
Unless you want to get fucked over.
But I have, crosses every millimeter.
Still.
He's kind of right, but,
I'm not joking.
Yeah,
we'll do it at the high school. Oh no.
That's evil, man.
That's just
that also my morals run into that. I don't want to screw over people. If I'm gonna kill them, sure.
We'll do it after school.
If I'm gonna kill them, I'm gonna kill them.
No, no, no. If a spirit lingers, then
That's what the spirits do. They linger after you say goodbye.
Yes.
They stay there and it's kinda creepy.
They stay there.
No, that's the problem. That is the problem with doing it at your house, because they can linger there and it's much, much harder to break contact.
This is why you do it at, like, a place you'll never go again. Or if you're moving, go to, like, some friend's house and be like, let's do this.
But they can also follow you.
Can they?
They can attach to you and follow you.
No one should ever, ever ask, joke fake questions, you know? Like, it's, do you know what 1+1 is, you know? Like, those type of stupid jokes.
That would piss it off.
Yeah. That one.
And it'll go through the blah, 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 and follow you around and be a dick.
Now this one is like the golden rule number 2.
Is it the mega golden rule or the slightly less?
It's the one about not fat.
It's like, the orange rule.
Okay.
It's more gold than, you know.
Just fucking say it already.
Anyway. Don't leave the planchet on the board. Never.
Especially if you don't say goodbye.
Yeah, that, and if you play alone. Just don't play alone in general.
Just don't play alone. Never let go until you say goodbye. And when you do, take the planchet off the board. That's very important, because if you do any of that wrong, a spirit will probably attach to you and follow you.
Or attack you.
That's coming with attachment.
Yes.
It'll stay with you and attack.
And when it does attach, it will follow you everywhere you go most of the time.
I mean, you would have to maybe. Always.
Always say goodbye. Never don't say goodbye.
That's the golden rule.
That's one of the more golden rules.
That's like every other rule is fool's gold. That's like literal gold.
That's a platinum rule. It goes bronze, silver, gold, platinum.
And then diamond. And then master. And then
okay, just shut up. Okay.
But Overwatch.
Now, if there are three signs, showing that the spirit is trying to leave. Number one is if it starts counting down from 10 to 1. You immediately say goodbye. Like, just don't give a fuck. Just say goodbye.
I wonder what happens if
The spirit's gonna get released.
And it'll fight me.
Another one is if it, if it goes through the ABCs. Just A to Z, right?
Isn't a Ouija board and, like, a keyboard outline?
No.
It's
ABC. It's an ABC order.
A to Z.
Well,
now, there's also another one
that
I forgot about. If it starts making, an infinity symbol or, like, a figure eight, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and once again, immediately leave and say goodbye, of course.
What if you stop? You hold the planchet still.
That would make it mad.
That would make it mad. Hmm. You just say goodbye in general.
There's a lot of them.
There's this one indefinite malevolent spirit, evil dude, Zozo. Like Zozo.
So if he ever tells you, if you ever get told by a spirit their name is Zozo, say goodbye.
So,
don't ever, this is kind of stupid, but don't use the Ouija board in a cemetery.
I've actually seen a YouTuber do that. It's
well,
so
then
stupid.
They're stupid.
It was an Indian reservation, too, I think.
Oh, that's worse. Because if I remember, Indian spirits are way more possible to linger and have malevolent hatred.
Because we are the ones who took their land.
Especially if you're white.
But
they are literally racist. That's the reason they're angry. It's because us, the whites,
we were racist towards them.
Yeah.
We are the reason they are here. They were here in Oakland.
I don't know who posted this. No. I can't find anybody saying. But this is a quote directly from the site.
you know, the thoughtcatalog.com, yada yada yada. Never burn a Ouija board. This can do more damage than simply leaving it untouched in the closet. If you are having problems with the Ouija board, store the planchet and the board separately.
Okay, so going back a little bit forward, I already heard your answer to this. What are your thoughts on death? I've had thoughts like we go into a black state and we're just in, we are this sub being's conscience and blackness, or we are in this utopian world where at the snap of a finger we can create anything, or
actually,
we
you
are
haven't
reborn.
Heard my thoughts. You've just heard my opinion.
On yeah. Okay. Then
my,
yeah.
My
what's
thoughts of death?
Your theory.
Yeah.
And my theorem. I'm sorry.
So what is yours? Your my, theory is basically my thoughts are basically my theory.
So I'm just gonna say this. I imagine
can
death
you think you didn't
at
leave
afterlife to be one of two outcomes.
Mate.
It's kind of like the, just the clock. Is that my
not good? All of it.
You fucking dick.
It doesn't matter. All right, we always
continue.
Do.
My thoughts is kind. It's kind of cliche, but I do believe it.
Ooh.
It's do you have business or hatred towards someone or something?
There's certain things, yeah. But,
yeah. All right,
another.
I believe it. But if you don't have hatred or business with anything, you just black into this flipping meditative state of pure bliss. But there's nothing, but you feel just amazing. And so you just drift for an eternity of infinite blissfulness without a care ever.
Alright, another thing that shows have basically showed, and they've been like this, but also it could be true, is after you die, you may linger around Earth. You might not leave right away. There might be unfinished business, or someone you want to see before you disappear. If you hate somebody, you might go on to haunt them. There's all types of things that you might end up doing. Okay, David, your thoughts?
My thoughts on death?
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
What happens? My thoughts,
where do you go? What
my
happens?
Theory, my theorem, my big guess here would be
your
that if you
guess.
Die and you don't have like peacefully passed, you know,
you
have come to terms with
to
yourself, like that cliche shit.
I'm like, already at terms with that, so I'm fine.
Yeah, but you know, you're on terms with that. So, like, what I would think once you die, like how I had that dream, where I had like 30 seconds to pray and ask for forgiveness, and depending on whether I got.
I just
want to
say something real quick.
For
this is in no way a podcast about Christianity or
no,
anything
sure,
like
no.
that.
No.
It's just us ranting.
It's.
I wouldn't say ranting, it's just having a conversation about
that you decided to record.
Yeah, but, alright, continue.
But, you know, 30 seconds to pray and ask for forgiveness and to seek, like, how would I put it?
Seek
like
closure?
Kind of like closure, but not exactly. But
did it
know.
End?
The stream just ended.
Oh.
Wait, where's the controller?
Whatever, it's fine, it's fine. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, come on. Kids Bop, let's go.
No. But, continue your statement.
What
I'll find
click circle and go back to what we were
The stream did end.
Well, go back to the...
No,
search,
we
okay.
already did it. We already listened for 2 hours.
Go to the next live.
Let's go on a porn link.
No. Alright, continue your run.
So, yeah, it was just like, you know, once you come to terms, you ask for forgiveness. It depends on whether you were good enough in life. Whether if people truly cared for you. You know? Like, for who you were, not by looks or, you know, your... like how there's a social hierarchy, but who you were, if you were a true good person.
If you were good inside,
no,
you acted
innocent three-year-old.
Bad. Yeah.
But, like, this good person that didn't mean harm.
He didn't mean harm,
so
but
to
would
save someone.
Yes, but would do harm to protect someone that they loved. To protect someone that meant something to them.
Yeah. Huh. Like, only then, like, could you be truly accepted into...
And also,
what would
good,
be heaven or hell?
But also, maybe you acted bad, but you were good on the inside.
Like how X, bro.
What?
He was truly a good guy, but nobody believed him.
That's true.
I believed him. I knew he was a good guy. I knew so. I never knew him. Like, I've never truly spoken to, oh my god.
Wait, what? Wait, what does the sign say?
Sorry, but,
you can't read the sign. Oh,
but, you know, yeah, like with X's death, people... Mm-hmm. He was a good guy, but people didn't believe him, so... He had to prove himself. Showing that he was a good guy. And then he got shot.
Let's just get off the political side real quick, because that can start problems with politics.
What the how?
Oh, okay, you don't understand. Okay.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh.
Dick the birthday boy.
Don't mind if I do. Yeah.
But, back on topic.
Wait
but
a minute.
We were talking about death. Okay. So, but, if you were a good person but acted bad, that's another factor.
Why
did you act bad? Why did you do the things that you did? You acted bad, or you acted good, but you were bad on the inside. There's just all types of things.
All types of variants.
Okay,
you were truly good or not.
Getting back onto the original topic we started on, lucid dreaming.
People, never mind. I was like,
okay, you go back to what you were gonna say.
People have facades, right? And they have to put on this mask that has just slowly been breaking for them. And eventually they'll lose control and, you know, show who they really are. Which, ultimately, it could either be bad or good.
And there's also parts of people who are
I say bad or good, but people have their own... Oh, God, no. People have their own, definition of bad and good.
Yeah, that's true, also. But, there's also getting to that point, someone could be a good person and just hit a snapping point. And that's just, they may look bad at that point, but they go back to who they were. They aren't always at that point.
They return. It's empty. They return from
their state
their
of
snapping
craving.
Point and having to heal.
Damn it! Where are the people that I subscribe to that's post loons?
The bad part. Oh God, AJ.
Where are my loons, man?
Hey, AJ. No, not on the podcast.
But all right, continue.
God, what was I?
You were saying coming back from their snapping.
Yeah. And it's like... Like, you're trying to heal from this nasty event that happened. You regret... Like, ultimately regret it happening. But it had to, because the breaking point.
Yeah.
Now, what about those people? Like, what would... anymore. I've already lost myself.
Alright, back to the topic of lucid dreaming.
Healing.
like,
what about
so
people helping them heal from their from their, you know, their what happened
to it's a
like what
okay, no, I'm
it's
going
a
back
trash
to
bear.
Lucid dreaming. I don't care.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Hey, thanks for the money.
Noah, give me that back.
It's a trash panda. Sorry, this live stream of the music we're playing in the background is, got a little animation on it, and it's got a little, raccoon, also a trash panda.
Okay, so,
good.
Back to Lucid Dreaming, we're gonna let AJ go here.
I had something, and then I lost it, and I'm slowly coming. Okay, so, you're lucid dreaming, right? But it's in a stage to where you really can't control much? Like David, where he could only... Or was it...
I couldn't...
Yeah, which dream are you talking about? Because we both talked about some of the dreams.
Yeah.
The fucking... The one that, that could move, but couldn't really do anything else. Like, they could move their body, but they couldn't control the stuff around.
Oh.
Was that you?
Him when he, got hit on his bike?
That was you.
Okay. Yeah.
Imagine that. But, yeah, just that.
You're basically in a lucid dream where you can only control your body. You can't control stuff around you.
Or maybe, you're being guided.
Maybe.
Like, but you're also being guided, yeah.
If you go in, like, an alleyway and walk out, you came out of that alleyway. So, like, say, like, here's an alleyway, right? And you're walking through. You come out this end. And you go through here.
Where you're just going into a continuous loop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like but... If you
God,
go
what's
the other
called?
Way where the dream wants you to go, it actually progresses.
Yeah, go backwards instead of forwards where it's sending you into the loop.
Yeah, so if you go with the dream, it shows you moral dilemmas that you see yourself in moral dilemmas and you see what you choose. Because
what it's trying
panicky.
To tell you, say you are going down a dark alleyway or something.
No.
If it does loop, it means you know you morally don't want to go down that alleyway. You don't want to go to that part of your life.
Okay, but that's not it. Basically, I just tried Max, to establish
you were going.
That you have to follow the street.
It yeah.
It won't let you go anywhere else. You have to follow it.
Yeah.
And through this street or sidewalk, you see moral dilemmas with yourself. You see yourself in those dilemmas. So, let's just say there's a classic. There's a car racing down the street in a neighborhood, and a child walks out to get a ball. You have a chance to push that child out of the way, but you get hit yourself by the car. And your subconscious shows what you do in that situation. But if you think about it, and if you actually had time to think about it, you would do something else. It shows what you would do under pressure. Which would learn your true morals.
Yeah.
Instead of the statistic side of things.
My morals would most likely say, risk my life for the kid.
No, you see, I have no idea, because my morals have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine could be either way. Either, you know.
But also, if I had time to think it through, I would see what I could do to get him out of the road.
Get them.
Get them out of the road safely.
It's a little boy playing with the ball.
Okay.
That's what he had said, yeah.
Well,
get the child, just a child playing with the ball. But it depends on what you...
Or in a different moral dilemma, what you would do.
Yeah.
This is a classic trolley car thing. You're driving a trolley car, and you're going forward at stupidly fast speeds.
Yeah.
And there's workers on the tracks. Because truck goes.
Yeah.
There's five ahead of you. But you can turn right, but there's one on that track. What do? There's no brakes. You can't stop. It's on the railing on top and bottom, so you can't tip it. You go.
But is there a switch to...
You can turn right or go forward.
You can either hit five or hit one.
No.
At that point,
I would hit the one and save the majority.
Yeah, but think about this. Your brain would show you what you would actually do under pressure in a lucid dream where you're being just shown.
Where you're being guided and shown.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
In real life, it would have brakes, though.
Yes. You would probably turn right in that dilemma. But here's the same dilemma, but at a different angle. You're on a bridge. There's a train under it. There's five people. You could push a fat guy that's looking over to watch this. And it would stop the train and save five people. What do you do?
I wouldn't want to push the fat guy, but if it would save the five people, it's that same dilemma. Save one, or save five.
Put at a different angle. Yeah.
It's more moral, because instead of just, oh, switch flip, if you're pushing some fat dude off a bridge.
Taking immediate action to either save one life or save many.
No. Your brain would show you what you would do. But you don't know what you would. So...
Ooh, what's this one?
It's telling me that we can only record for an hour. So, this segment's almost up, but we might do another. Or we might pass out.
I was gonna say, that's a
mini immoral dilemma.
No, we're gonna... This is our stream for the night, I guess.
But yeah,
We could
do one more moral dilemma, because I'm kind of popping up with one.
But, back to lucid dreaming, it can happen at any time. And having a lucid dream isn't always having a special type... ...type of dream. It's, it can literally just be you messing around, having control over your dream, just playing around, messing around.
Like I explained, and you have no control, and you're being guided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be like the dreams that David and Zach here explained.
You can just be... You can kind of control them and not be fully able. They could be you're waking up in a bed with a significant other or something. Or just someone you're laying down.
Okay, but now this just popped into my head out of nowhere.
Okay.
I remember the guy that I was talking about, he had this thing.
His conscience said, hey, stop
it.
His subconscious said, hey, stop.
Now... What if the moral dilemma walk happened afterwards?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Oh.
Alright, continue.
So, what if that happened afterwards? Like, your brain is showing you, these are your morals, stick to them.
Or, don't stick to your morals.
If you don't in your lucid dreams or any time, something bad will happen.
Yeah.
I guess,
And it could be, like, a different walk for everybody. It could be, like, David's could be, just walking down the street.
David's could be his dream where he had a car hit him on the bike and broke a leg and had someone come up and stab him. Basically trying to tell him he's doing something morally wrong to him in a lucid dream.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
But...
Or, like, it could be a little bit more fantasy than that. It could be, like, you're flying around. You think you are. You think you have control.
Yeah,
but you're actually being guided.
Yeah.
And then once you get to the destination, you see. Your subconscious tells you, stop doing this bad stuff.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to get to
a psychopath that can't feel. It can't feel emotion.
Yeah.
They have no morals.
Alright. So, I think we're going to get to a wrap-up point. I think what we've been talking about tonight was basically...
Lucid dreaming is fun.
That's true. It can be fun. And very weird at some times.
And disturbing.
Death is something
we all have to deal with,
really. We all have to understand and deal with.
We just have to learn to deal with it.
And,
I accept it, actually.
Yeah, he accepts it. I don't know what would happen, but also, we talked about, bombings. They are bad. We've talked about attacks, and they happen all the time, almost every day. And it just happens. And the Ouija board, that's ghosts and stuff. That's, if you believe in them, it can be crazy. But I think this is where we're going to wrap it up and see y'all next time we're hanging out. But I'm Zach.
I am David.
And I'm AJ.
And
one of the group.
Definitely not. But this is gonna be, I don't know what we're gonna call it, maybe Mustang Rants or something. But
yeah.
See ya.